It's been almost a year since Tasha Newbill found out her 6-year-old son, Tiberius, has cancer. It was the week after his last day of preschool. She got his results in the afternoon and was on a medevac flight less than an hour later. You can't get the care he needs in Alaska.
I talked to a social worker for 10 minutes, and by 3 o'clock, we were in an ambulance on the way to Anchorage Airport. And by 3:30, we were wheels up on our way to Seattle, and we've been here ever since. So we literally walked out of our life with 10 minutes notice.
Since then, he's had more than 100 transfusions. He's gone through a lot of chemotherapy. His mom says he's also careened around the hospital halls on a quad bike at high speed and collected a lot of Yoda stuffed animals. And after an experimental stem cell transplant, he had a brief remission, but relapsed this February. So now the family is hoping to find a donor for another transplant. It's harder for Tiberius to find a match than it is for other patients. He's Black, white, and Inupiaq.
Most oftentimes people find donors of the same ethnic heritage as you. And with Tiberius being such a unique mixture, there's no one on the registry for him. And there's currently 4.1 million donors registered worldwide. And there was no one who matched Tiberius.
Alaska Native people make up less than 1% of donors. Newbill and her husband are only a half match for Tiberius. Most people who need a transplant don't match perfectly with their relatives, which is part of why there's a donor registry. Christy Youngblood is hosting a donor drive in Anchorage next Monday.
Well, to join the registry, you have to be 18 to 40 years old, meet the health guidelines, and be committed to saving anyone's life.
She's a lymphoma survivor herself. Now she's a volunteer with Be the Match, a nonprofit that connects patients with donors. To get tested, all you need is an oral swab. She says being a donor is also pretty simple. Most of the time, all you donate is stem cells. Youngblood compared the process to donating blood or plasma. Less than 20% of the time, they need actual bone marrow.
And it's not as bad as it sounds. They surgically remove it from your hip, and it kind of feels like you fell on the ice. You're back to normal activities within a day.
The group is hoping to find a match for Tiberius. And his mom, Tasha, wants to boost the number of donors for other patients who need blood that's underrepresented in the registry.
It's really important we get people who are minorities or are multi-ethnic to join the registry because, you know, we are becoming more and more common in this day and age. I'd like to think and believe that society is changing and is becoming more accepted of interracial marriages and children. And, you know, I like to think of Tiberius as the future.
Tiberius just started a month's worth of chemotherapy to reduce his cancer to get ready for the stem cell transplant, if his family can find a donor. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO.